The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Could do is not fight against one another, is help one another.
It's sad that we can't all come together, and it's children. Like, it's not their fault. Their parents sent them over here. They're innocent children.
For one race, the children.
Welcome to America Tonight. You could hear there in the beginning, these are the voices of the immigration protests. What a nightmare this is continuing to be at the border in several areas. And as we get ready to celebrate a very big holiday in this country, 4th of July, and it's all about freedom and fighting for that freedom, it's very sad to see what's happening with this standoff and delaying these deportations. That's what it's looking like anyway, and crowds yelling, send them back, send them back, send them back. Katie D, happy to be here in the house with all of you in those nooks and crannies. Boy, do we have some weather that is taking aim. Arthur, we're going to talk about that, and then the California wildfires. Ooh, boy, oh, boy. But specifically, since I just came back from San Diego, I saw this with my own eyes. This is all they were talking about on their local news there. There was a town in El Centro, California, that refused to take the busload that Homeland Security was offering up, waving flags and yelling different things and screaming the send them back line. So they rerouted them an hour south to San Diego after they were met by protesters in Murrieta. The crowd at a high school auditorium that seats about 750 in the city of 100,000 people, just so upset when immigrants had to be hospitalized, too, with fevers and scabies and all kinds of things, which are very worrisome about spread and health and whatnot. We don't even know how many unaccompanied kids are crossing the Texas-Mexico border. We know that there was at least 52,000 since October, so the processing situation is a nightmare. In fact, Murrieta Mayor Alan Long pushed the locals to oppose the transfer before it began, said the city will track any spending it does over the issue and send a big, fat bill to Washington. A big, fat bill. So we got all kinds of crazy. I mean, all kinds of crazy. And let me give you a quick menu coming up here on the flip side. We will take you to the movies. It's a big time for the movies. It's summertime. We're right in smack dab in the middle of it. Can you believe it? 6 months of this year have already gone by. David is listening to us in San Francisco. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, well, hi, Ken. Just happened to see they did a practice run of our fireworks out here, so I got a good chance to see that going off here just a few minutes ago. Hey, you know, I heard you talking about gas prices a little bit ago.
Yeah.
And I was going to recommend an author, or actually he's a journalist. He's an American journalist, but he works with BBC quite a bit, a guy named Greg Palast, P-A-L-A-S-T. And I was going through some of his old material from late last year, and he found some documents at the beginning of the Gulf War, you know, 10 years ago, I guess around 2003. The Bush administration actually didn't want to steal the oil from Iraq. They basically wanted to lock it into the ground. So they were going to create artificial supply and demand. And if you remember right, when we invaded Iraq back in, 2003?
Yeah.
The price of oil was as low as $12 a barrel. And right
wow.
now it's sitting at $108 a barrel, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And So the scam was not to to bring oil to America. It was actually to turn the spigot off so we would be forced to pay, what is that, 8 times more?
Yeah,
so that's basically what the deal was. And I'm Greg Palast is basically an economist and economics. I think he's a forensic economist. So he does studies of fraud. And quite often he does studies of, for example, I think he got his big start with the Exxon Valdez and writing about how Exxon was making money with that spill. And just as BP found a way to make money with the big war chest that they had, Obama was forcing them to put together a $20 billion a cleanup war chest. And so what BP did with it was they took $10 billion of it and spent it on advertising saying that the Gulf was clean.
I remember it well. Yeah, they had lots of commercials all over the whole country. In fact, we went down to the Gulf and we saw what was happening at the Gulf.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So the BP actually made money lying, and they made the corporate chains, you know, the Clear Channels and the Salem Broadcasting and all of these horrible lying chains, Fox News, all of them, they got that $10 billion to lie and claiming that the Gulf was already cleaned up. So Obama got snookered. The U.S. government got snookered. The Gulf of Mexico really didn't get cleaned up. And BP found a way to make money. So, yeah, Greg Palast, if you get a chance.
I will. I scribbled that name down, and I will check him out. That's anytime anyone has a recommendation, David, that sounds like a good one, because I'd love to see the research. The research would be really fascinating stuff, I think. You have a great fourth. And there, you know, David, in San Francisco area, when you talk about gas prices, and I mentioned just coming back from California and how expensive it is in a lot of different areas, but particularly with gas, $5 for regular. Whew. Boy, in most places you hit the $4 and people freak out about that. Because it's a lot by the time you fill your car, how much gas you're using, going back and forth, that kind of thing. It adds up without a doubt. Arthur, nasty stuff. Hurricane warnings have been issued. 4th of July will be ruined for some people. I'm certain of it. Because it looks like it has 70-mile-an-hour winds, could bring a lot of rain, definitely would cancel 4th of July celebrations if it comes in on Friday and gets up to Washington or Boston. Boy, in California, they wish they had that problem. They've now got 3,800 acres, and it's threatening the wine country in Northern California. They evacuated 200 homes near there. And boy, oh boy, it's such a complete contrast to the other situation. It just exploded. So two homes are down, 7 others are threatened, and there are hundreds more. But not a threat to the vineyards that are the main business and really the claim to fame of Northern California, Napa County, if you think about it. And they think it's moving in the opposite direction from all of those vineyards that I was talking about. You know, they have about 1,000 firemen that are there trying to get a handle on this. 1,000. So with the temperatures high into the 90s, they're waiting for it to come back down. All right, we're taking you back down to a movie seat. Stay with us. See you in 3. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Right there, obviously, you know, to win a World Cup, you have to win seven games, or you have to be pretty darn good in seven games. So we're getting closer. It takes time. You know, some of these countries have been playing the game 100 years longer than we have. So you know, we just need to keep producing young talent, which clearly we show we can. America loves winners. We know that. So if we can keep winning and keep playing well, the rest of it will take care of itself.
All right, that was Tim Howard, who actually did a fine job defending what he could for Team USA. How disappointing. U.S. eliminated in round of 16, Belgium, the culprits, 2-1, the final score. It had to go into extra time, and the extra time was so costly for the United States. So hats off to Altidore and Dempsey and Bradley and Howard and Johansson for their fine work. And the rest of the crew involved, Beckerman and Yedlin and Jermaine Jones, who I liked so much on this team, and so many of the others. Too bad, kind of close, but it just didn't happen for them. Not this time around. Hopefully they do get younger blood in there and do better the next time. It'd be great to see them crack the code and go further. Let's go a little bit further with this. Let's take you to the movies for our cheap movie review. Our first one up, Melissa McCarthy, is hot, hot, hot. She just was on the cover of Rolling Stones magazine. She is the star of a movie called Tammy.
The robber was 5'2", white, female.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize it's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
Freeze, nobody move. Shoot.
She was super bossy.
Give me some pies. Give me some of the good pies. No screwing around.
That's your finger, though.
Is it?
You knocked over a copper, Jack.
Do you want some pies? You want pies?
Yes, please. I feel like we're kind of getting somewhere, and under different circumstances, we'd probably be, you know, good pals, like find like a hot tub or...
I actually have one in my apartment complex.
Fingers crossed, we meet up again.
I don't know where I'm going.
I've always wanted to go to Niagara Falls. How about a beer?
No.
Whiskey?
No.
Oh, my God.
You're pregnant.
I'm driving a car.
You're a fugitive from justice.
Look out, bitch!
You're going to have to come with us. Let's go.
Oh, come on,
let's
man.
Go, man. Ma'am! Are you serious?
There was a bee.
There's no bees here, ma'am.
There was a bee.
Here, just throw the money through the window and we'll get out of here.
I'm unrobbing you. I'm giving it back.
Oh, my God. There's two of them.
We're going to need more pies.
America, huh? What have you ever done that's that cool?
I watched Neil Armstrong walk on the moon.
On his bike?
Neil.
Once again, she's the bad girl going in robbing and then saying she was giving the money back. She's going to have another one of those weird, crazy twists and twists to it. I think people will go see it. She has a little bit of a niche audience here. Probably one I won't go see, but don't let me dissuade you. By the way, if you go to a movie and you do a cheap movie review, send it to me. AmericaTonight.net, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Deliver Us from Evil tries to do just that. Olivia Munn is hot, hot, hot. She is the girlfriend of Aaron Rodgers, and she's a great actress on her own, in her own right, and she's in a movie called Deliver Us from Evil.
As a cop, I've seen some horrible things. Nothing that can't be explained by human nature.
Then you haven't seen true evil.
Hi, Daddy. I'm going to sleep now. First, I want to tell you that I love you and I miss you.
Be safe tonight.
Possible 1025 at the Bronx Zoo. Purpose potentially still at the scene.
Hey, Sergeant Saji, right?
What's the damage here?
Weirdest thing. The whole zoo lost power.
Flipped out.
She slid against the crowd. Now we can't find her. She must be hiding somewhere in the park.
Ma'am, what's wrong with you? You know this lady?
She's one of my charges. I'm a Jesuit priest. I believe Jean's problem too. He's spiritual.
Think she's possessed?
I'm sorry, Padre.
She's gone the loony bin where she belongs.
My husband Jimmy sometimes has these fits where he claws at things.
Investigation puts you and your family in danger.
I think I heard scratching noises under the floor in our room.
Scratching noises?
He makes you a target for the demonic.
Stop this.
One thing's for sure, you'd have to like Scary 1 hour, 58 minutes. Throw in the previews, you're looking at 2.5 hours. Yikes, that's long. Eric Bana's also in this, and Edgar Ramirez. Deliver Us from Evil, Scary, done really well. If you like Scary, stream the movie, probably in 5 months. Finally, we top it off with Echo to Echo.
Our whole lives we've been nobodies, invisible, the good kids. Well, not anymore.
What are you doing?
A couple of seconds ago, our phones went crazy.
Whoa!
It buffed! Did you see that? It's a map. We don't know where it goes. Somewhere out in the desert.
It's 20 miles away. We're not gonna go.
Cameras are gonna be on nonstop. Don't tell anyone. Munch, don't you bail out on us now.
I'll go. But only under one condition.
No,
I never understood why people like the outdoors.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Whatever that is, the map goes to it.
We should follow the map. What was that?
I don't know.
There's something in there.
Whoa, hold on.
What is that?
Did you see that just now?
Are those eyes?
Watch this. Just beep. Echo.
What?
That's what we should call it. This is amazing.
Is it amazing? Because I think it's scary as balls.
You understood us.
20 questions with an alien.
Are you from space?
Do you eat humans?
Oh, are you trying to get home?
Will you show us where you live?
Guys, who are they?
Let it go.
What was that?
Get down. The moon's coming. We should go.
We gotta go. Let's go. If those dudes are looking for Echo, they're looking for us.
I didn't want me for all this to happen.
Something's gonna go crazy again. Get ready.
You have to speak.
Hey, you're taking it.
Might be the best of the best. Check it out. It's opening up this week. Echo to Echo. Kind of reminds me of E.T. back in the day. Stay with us. I love it. Earth to Echo. Why did I say Echo to Echo? Earth to Echo, people. Go see it.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before.
Coming up in our next segment, oh yeah, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I'm going to give you one. You ready for this? Do whatever you can not to hurt yourself with fireworks when you get carried away. Even the sparklers. I've seen people burn themselves there. And I don't think I've ever done that. I've come close, but I haven't done it. So, a word to the wise. Be careful with the things that you light up on 4th of July. You can light up the phone lines right now, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Dan in Cross Plains. Hello, Dan. How have you been?
Hello, Gay.
Hello.
I just told Nathan I was eating a London broil steak, and you caught me right in the middle.
London broil steak is the best. Do you slice it in those thin slices, right?
As I gobble it down, I do. Hey, I got a question for you. Did you get $250,000 for your appearance like Hillary wants?
No, I didn't get $250,000 for my appearance.
Come on. I mean, you're worth that. I mean, I'd put in a few bucks to go hear you speak. And
there
you
go.
I mean, Hillary, I'd pay a few bucks not to listen to her speak.
I think you're not alone in that department. There are a lot of people that wouldn't pay that kind of money at all. So I gotcha.
You know, I just love Jack when he calls. I feel sorry for him. I mean, he would make a great American. But he's just not a Muslim. Now, our president and his immigration people are letting in all the Somalis that they could possibly put on a plane. And then we got the border thing where they're just letting anybody and his brother walk across the border claiming they are persecuted down in Honduras and Nicaragua and Guatemala, which is a crock of crap. I mean, kick the sons of bitches out of our country. I mean, we've got enough damn illegal aliens. We don't need any more. And I'm wanting them to impeach Obama. He's supposed to follow the laws. One of the laws was we were supposed to build a fence clear back when Kennedy got the first amnesty put through. They said we'd do that and we'd build a fence clear across the borders. We never did nothing. Only place we got a fence is right across San Diego area, and Duncan Hunter got that put through. And that's the same kind of fence we need from one end of Texas all the way through New Mexico, California, Arizona, you name it, we need it.
Yeah, very well said. And in San Diego, though, they're complaining about problems there with illegals. So,
well, that's because they're pumping them in. They're bringing them
right.
in by plane. They just had
right.
a riot down there where they tried to bring in 150 of them, and the guys that was getting off the bus had the damn tattoos from Project 13 down there in El Salvador. These are gangbangers, and that's what Obama wants. He wants to destroy this country. We have got an enemy in the White House in Barack Obama, and he hates not just Democrats and Republicans. He hates everybody that's American. This guy is a Muslim. He is an enemy to the United States of America. He needs to go back to Mombasa, Kenya, and live his style of life there.
Yeah, you know that's not happening, Dan.
Well, I can.
But you know what? But listen, the clock is ticking, so you know that because there's only a couple years left, and you have to say, I mean, if Dan has a really hard stick for the press, but Dan, you know this. Bottom line is, I agree with you that this transparency and the nonsense has exploded to the point where even Democrats are saying they wish they didn't vote for him the second time around.
Hey, they don't need to worry about that. We're going to make sure there isn't any Democrats in November. I'm telling you, anybody who votes for a Democrat is a traitor to the United States of America.
All right, Dan. Dan is on a roll tonight. Thanks for the call. So he does bring up a point, though. The midterm elections are coming up, and a lot of people feel like the Senate's going to swing the way of the Republicans. They need just 6 seats. And will the backlash, especially from what he was going off on, the immigration stance that we took, will that bite the Democrats in a big, big, big way? In California, which I saw in San Diego, there were problems in San Diego. You have crowds booing the feds. You have crowds furious as to what's happening. And you have the president who's likely to delay deportations because now they're in the middle of this. It's like we're waiting around in this nightmare. It wasn't thought out. It wasn't thought out at all. So, okay, let's come up with this dream idea. And isn't this a great idea? And let's just see how it all comes together. We'll put it ads in newspapers and have a funnel across the border. Only problem is, geez, once everyone's across, we don't know what to do. Half of them are gang members. The others are just coming in illegally, flat out, no connection to a mother in the United States. And then we have other nefarious types as well, including some that would like to see us blown to bits. I mean, the fact is the fact. I have a friend in the CIA saying that there's massive concern over that, because what a way to get through. It's going to be in the South, not in the North, not over that northern border. And in El Centro, California, they are not happy. In fact, in a small community there, the protesters turned back the Homeland Security busloads of immigrants. And they gave a nasty welcoming to the feds who were behind that decision to bring them in to Murrieta in the first place. That's the town. The local politicians were all over the place saying, you got to secure the borders. There were people screaming out, send them back, send them back. That's what they were chanting. So the buses were rerouted, as Dan was mentioning, an hour south to San Diego after they were not welcome in Murrieta. And when we say crowds are gathering, we're talking about 1,000, 2,000 people in a city of less than 100,000 people. So there's not a big embracing here going on. So far, and we keep using this number, I think it's more, but the number we are getting sold is 52,000 unaccompanied kids have been detained when they cross through that Texas-Mexico border since October. I mean, the president's saying this is a humanitarian crisis. Yeah, you created it because it wasn't well thought out. I don't get it. As anybody knows, if you're going to tackle immigration, if you're going to paint broad strokes, and then it's going to come to the point where now that painting that you are selling us has to be mounted and stuck on the wall, they didn't finish this off. And you got all these people that are flowing in who think they're going to get leniency by the Border Patrol. Because that's what they were told. That's what they think. They think they can just come over the border to the United States. Oh. I mean, it's terrible. 140 people came from Texas to be processed on Wednesday. They were sent to El Centro, 140 miles away. And then, well, look what happened there. It's just one big circle. One big circle. And as has been suggested by several of you, not just one, then let everybody be bussed up to Washington, D.C., and let's see how they like it. Figure it out. Figure a way to process all the people who've come in illegally, because what are we going to do? And they have to process them, but it's like a jigsaw puzzle trying to figure out who goes where. So not good. And they've even supposedly told people, the medical people who are looking at some of the kids and the other people that are coming in, not to talk about what they have going on, possible disease, possible whatever, because they don't want to create more of a panic over that. Nice. It's not good for anyone, no matter how you slice this. And humanitarian crisis, yes, one that happened because of a bogus policy that wasn't well thought out at all. So instead you have kids laying in the dirt dead, which is sad, which is sick, which is wrong. You have the innocence, and then you have the nasty, nasty, nasty flooding into the United States. And what happens when the two collide? And what happens when they try to unravel the mystery, this deep, deep mystery? It's tough. There's a panic. Oh, yeah, there's a panic, let me tell you. And here it is, 4th of July week. 4th of July week. All right, coming up on the flip side, dumb things I shouldn't have done. We got a truckload of them, and it's a good time to remind you, if you've done something particularly, I'm going to say it, idiotic, why not let us know? Send me an email and tell me what you did and why you think it's such a dumb thing. And perhaps, like the people that we're getting ready to go to, you just might have your email read on the air. So kick back, relax, and get ready to hear some of the stupid things people did that'll probably make you feel better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
How quickly this hour flew. I'm just going to tell all of you. Because I did the weather once for 2 weeks. Watch out for Arthur barreling down on North Carolina. It's a full-fledged hurricane warning for a giant part of the Carolina coast. It is headed that way for 4th of July. Sorry to spoil your plans if you haven't heard yet at this point, although I think the word is pretty much out everywhere, to be very, very cautious and pay attention as to what's happening. We've seen what a disaster it can be when you're asleep at the wheel, so to speak, and you have nasty weather bearing down. We saw that with Sandy and the people in that area, in Charleston and Hatteras, and all the way up the coast, are no strangers to this kind of weather, but you get weary of it if there's a lot of false alarms. This does not look like a false alarm to me. These are places that I spent time in. My brother was married in Duck, spent time in Surf City. They're all kind of near each other in North Carolina, beautiful areas, but an area that could get really slammed. Think of 70-mile-an-hour plus winds. Think of those damaging rains. And it's there, baby. It's right there on the horizon. Everybody has got to keep track of the weather so that they can judge for themselves as to what's going on. And sometimes it takes a wild turn, And if that happens, it'll be much better. I know that when I was at the airport on the West Coast, people were talking about Miami getting 4+ inches in some areas. The Miami airport wasn't slammed too much. I was talking to a pilot about that, but areas outside of Miami were. And it pretty much looks like that this is going to hit Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, in a pretty big way, and is going there, heading there and beyond. They've got the red flags, warning of the rough surf, and they're telling beachgoers to be careful. And this is also going up the coast, so rip tides, that kind of thing. To be safe, they're looking at canceling some of these 4th of July parties and all that kind of stuff because it's so close to Friday. So close to Friday. All right, I promised dumb things, so on that note, let's flip it to dumb things.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, that's brutal. I didn't mean to cook your dog. Okay, so let's start with this one. Loro, he loves the show. He says, Kate, I love your show a lot. If I were a program director or assistant program director in Boston, I'd put your show on here. You were talking about the stupidest things we've done. The stupidest thing I've done was ask my mother to talk to a girl for me to hook me up with a beautiful Cambodian girl I used to see at our local supermarket. That girl gave me a dirty look. She told my mom she had a boyfriend. That was stupid of me to ask my mother for help like that. Keep up the excellent work. Yeah, I don't know. Asking a stranger that you think is cute that you see at the supermarket a lot, just banking on the fact that she's not going to have a boyfriend. Yeah, and the fix-up thing with the mom is the intermediary. Usually, I mean, maybe it does work out for some people. I don't know. What am I saying? I'm not some matchmaker person. I'm terrible at it, so... I just know that it's usually that kind of thing can blow up on you. And obviously it did there. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Rick in Illinois, who says, Kate, probably the dumbest thing I ever did is I went and got a whole bunch of tacos and a burrito at a local cool shack place, I call it, that's not too far from where I live. I was starving. And it got a little bit cold when I was, frankly, bringing it home. So I decided I was going to warm it up. The problem was it was all wrapped in tin foil. Not a good idea. I started a little bit of a mini fire in my microwave. Yeah, that's not a good idea. Don't put tin foil in the microwave. No. What you do is you put it on a plate. You open it up, throw it on a plate. Come on, all you guys know this, right? And put something on top of it. You know, paper towel or napkin or whatever. Never do the tinfoil thing. Oh, it's lucky it didn't. It'll just blow out sometimes. Here's one from Bo in Missouri. Kate, I've never written to you. I've been listening to the show for probably the last couple of months somewhere in that neighborhood. You make me laugh, sister, so that's a good thing. Dumbest thing I ever did, I went to cut my perfect hedges with a very picky wife gone, and they just looked a little overgrown to me. For some reason, I couldn't get them even. By the time I was done, I was so freaked out. They looked like one version of a mess and one version of a little section that looked absolutely perfect. So in other words, I hope I'm making sense. I cut them way too short, they were uneven, and I completely ruined all of the hedges lining our walkway to the house, and there's not much you can do with that. Any advice? No, I have no advice for that. If she's gone, she's going to freak out. I mean, you can't grow them overnight. And now they're different sizes. Oh, you gotta bring someone in to do that. Or if you're going to use the electric hedge clippers, I'm assuming that's what it was, then you've got to be really careful. Just take a little bit at a time. It's hard to get those things even, but it must look terrible in the yard. I wish you'd send a picture so we can post it. Send us a picture of that. All right, here's another one. This one from Rick, who's listening to us in Florida. And Rick says, Kate, dumbest thing I ever did is similar to what some other people I think have occasionally written to you about. I was thinking about it when somebody talked about coffee on the hood. I was starving. I was in charge of bringing back the grub. I went and got a couple of pizzas, you know, when you haven't eaten and you can almost taste it in your mouth. I had them on the hood of the car. I was so tired. I drove home from the pizza place and voila, no pizzas. I was in a frantic mode and realized that I had left them on top of the car when I was getting into the car. Yeah, this is a consistent theme with people listening to this show. Whatever you put on your roof, maybe you shouldn't put it on your roof, but if you put it on your roof, you got to remember to put it in the car. You got to remember to do that. How about this one from Princess, who's listening to us on the PNN network. She says, I broke the shower pipe. How about the stove button? Water all over the living room. Here's one all of us can relate to. I broke every drinking glass in the kitchen. She says, thank goodness my husband can fix things. I had somebody break my the shower knob once, and they were mortified because it was just, we couldn't shut it off. It was, the hassle was terrible. We fixed it, and it worked out okay, but it was a rough going for like a half an hour. And the stove button thing, I can actually relate to that. The plastic ones sort of pop off. And that's the idea. They pop off, but you can break them. And if that's what she's talking about, yeah, that's pretty bad. Probably a lot of people can relate to some of hers. I think that they can be pretty common. And the drinking glass thing, oh, definitely. I can't tell you how many glasses we lose from just poor placement in the dishwasher. We're all so lazy, we put everything in the dishwasher, and then we don't put it in correctly, so then it breaks in the dishwasher, or breaks going into the dishwasher, or breaks coming out of the dishwasher. You get my drift. If you've done something dumb, send it to me. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks to everybody who sent in their dumb things.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.